West Virginia, its land, its people. Unit 1, what is civics? Civics addresses both citizenship and government, the organization that has the authority to make and enforce laws. The study of civics is intended to prepare students to become informed, active, and effective citizens who understand their rights and actively participate in government and society. To this end, students must be able to research issues, form reasoned opinions, support their positions, and engage in the political process. Students must also exercise tolerance and empathy, respect the rights of others, and share a concern for the common good while acting responsibly with the interest of the larger community in mind. While studying Unit 1, you will learn and practice skills to enable you to become an involved citizen. Develop a global awareness and examine the principles and structure of various world governments. Examine the principles and structure of representative democracy, including separation of powers and rule of law. Examine the principles of our country's foundational documents, including the U.S. Constitution. Explain the origin, function, and structure of government with reference to the U.S. Constitution. Recognize the need for authority, government, and the rights and responsibilities of citizens. As you study the two chapters in this unit, more specific objectives will provide you with opportunities to develop and practice these civics concepts. Chapter 1, American Government and Citizenship. Chapter Preview, Terms. Government, Representative Democracy, Sovereignty, Republic, Constitution, Separation of Powers, Checks and Balances, Federalism, Citizen, Naturalization, Bill of Rights, Due Process, Jury, Special Interest Group, Political Action Committee, Lobbyist, Unicameral, Infrastructure, Proportional Representation, Bicameral, Electoral College, Ratify, Amend, Reapportion, Expressed Powers, Implied Powers, Impeach, Committee, Bill, Veto, Judicial Review. People: Jennings Randolph, Robert C. Byrd, Donald Trump. Places: Philadelphia. The word democracy comes from the Greek words demos, people, and kratein, to rule. Many of the ideas found in the Constitution of the United States came from the ancient democratic governments of Greece and Rome. The government of the United States is actually a representative democracy where individual citizens elect people to serve, vote, and make decisions for them. Signs of the times. Geography. Before 1791, the federal government met in 8 different cities, including Philadelphia, Baltimore, Lancaster, York, Princeton, Annapolis, Trenton, and New York City. Although the federal government had no permanent home, the Residence Act of 1790 provided that a seat of government, not to exceed 10 square miles, be created from land donated by the states. Maryland and Virginia both donated land for this purpose. George Washington then selected land donated by Maryland to create the District of Columbia. Economics. The salary of the president in 2018 was $400,000. The salary of the vice president was $243,500. The salary of a member of Congress was $174,000. the federal budget proposed by President Donald Trump for fiscal year 2018 was $4.1 trillion, and the proposed budget for fiscal year 2019 is $4.4 trillion. Citizenship, government. Inventors may register their inventions with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. A patent gives its holder the right to exclude others from making, using, offering for sale, or selling the invention in the United States or importing the invention into the United States. History. The United States Capitol, built between 1793 and 1830, is a neoclassical style that resembles the Roman Pantheon with a circular domed rotunda. Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay wrote a series of articles in New York newspapers to convince New York voters to ratify the U.S. Constitution. Those articles were called the Federalist Papers. Focus on literacy. Analyzing photographs. Defining the skill. Have you ever heard the expression, "A picture is worth a thousand words"? Pictures can add meaning to written text. Pictures help poorer readers with comprehension, while they serve to enrich the meaning of printed words for good readers. Yet some students look at pictures in textbooks passively, if at all. The following suggestions will help you examine photographs effectively. When you look at a photograph, answer the following questions. 1. Who or what is depicted in the photo? 2. When was the photo taken? 3. Where was the photo taken? 4. Is the photo a candid shot or was it staged? 5. Why do you think the photographer emphasized certain features? 6. What might have happened right before or right after the photo was taken? Practicing the skill. Look at the photograph on page 25. Answer the questions that follow on a separate sheet of paper. 1. Who or what is depicted in the photo? 2. What period of time is represented in the photo? 3. What location might the photo represent? 4. What features did the photographer emphasize? Page 8, Section 1, Government and the People. As you read, look for 5 principles of government, the type of government found in the United States, the difference between natural and naturalized citizens, rights guaranteed to citizens in the United States Constitution, the responsibilities of citizenship, terms, sovereignty, republic, constitution, separation of powers, checks and balances, federalism, citizen, naturalization, bill of rights, due process, jury, special interest group, political action committee, lobbyist. In the Gettysburg Address, President Abraham Lincoln referred to our government of the people, by the people, for the people. But what does that mean? Principles of democratic government. The government of the United States is based on 5 principles. One principle, sovereignty, focuses on the idea of supreme power or source of authority. In our government, power rests with the citizens. The people of the United States are sovereign, and the power to govern comes from the people. This type of government is known as a republic. In a direct democracy, each individual is directly involved in making decisions about what the government should and should not do. That idea, taken from ancient civilizations, seemed impractical to our founding fathers, so they made our government a representative democracy in which the citizens elect or appoint others to represent them in making decisions about what the government should do. The electorate, voters, choose the individuals who will serve in the government and represent the people. A second basic principle of American government is limited government. The representatives selected by the voters cannot just make up laws or rules as they see fit. They are bound by the federal and state constitutions, which describe the rights of the people and the framework of the government. When the United States Constitution was approved by the states, it established a national government that was made up of three branches: the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. In order to implement a third principle of American government, the concept of separation of powers, the Founding Fathers gave each branch of government certain powers. To further limit the power of government, each branch was given some power to control or prevent some actions of the other two branches. This process, known as a system of checks and balances, is a fourth principle of democratic government. Checks and balances ensure that no one branch becomes too powerful. A final democratic principle of United States government is federalism. A federal system is one in which the national government and state governments share authority over the same territory and the same people. West Virginians are state citizens, but they are also United States citizens. They are subject to both state and federal laws. If there is a conflict between the laws, the federal law takes precedence. Citizenship. Citizens, both those born in the United States, natural, and those who have come from a foreign country and gone through a legal process, naturalized, owe allegiance to their government and are entitled to its protection. A child born in the United States, or born to U.S. citizens who are living in another country, is automatically a United States citizen. For example, a child born to parents serving in the military in Germany is a United States citizen. Persons from other countries, called aliens, can become U.S. citizens through a process called naturalization. To become a naturalized citizen, a person must renounce allegiance or loyalty to her or his home country, pledge allegiance to the United States, learn to speak English, reside in this country for 5 years, and pass an examination. A naturalized citizen has the same rights and privileges of any American citizen. Any person who is a citizen of the United States is also a citizen of the state in which he or she lives. Freedom of speech and press. Within reason, people are free to say and write things about issues without fear of the government. However, there are some restrictions. People may not slander or libel other people. Slander is a spoken statement made to harm a person's character or reputation. Libel is a printed or published statement made to harm a person's character or reputation. There are other restrictions on free speech. For example, a person cannot yell fire in a crowded theater if there isn't one. The West Virginia Constitution prevents the legislature from making any law that restricts freedom of speech. However, the legislature can provide penalties to restrict the publication of obscene books, papers, or pictures. Freedom of assembly and petition. Individuals have the right to gather, assemble peacefully, to discuss issues, to express their opinions, to march or demonstrate, and to petition, request in writing, that officials do or do not certain things. To ensure this takes place in an orderly fashion, many public demonstrations and marches can be held only if law enforcement officials issue a permit. Private property owners can allow peaceful activities on their property without a permit. Article 3, Section 16 of the West Virginia Constitution gives the people the right to assemble in a peaceable manner, to consult for the common good, to instruct their representatives, or to apply for redress of grievances. The right to bear arms. The U.S. Constitution protects the rights of the states to maintain and equip a militia. That does not mean that individuals are free to keep any kind of weapon they wish. Federal law does place restrictions on the sale and shipment of firearms. The state government also can and does regulate the use of firearms. For example, Article 3, Section 22 of the West Virginia Constitution states, "A person has the right to keep and bear arms for the defense of self, family, home, and state, and for lawful hunting and recreation use." But in an effort to prevent guns from being brought into schools, the legislature passed the Safe Schools Law in 1995. Under the terms of this act, anyone other than those in an official capacity who possesses a firearm on school grounds will be expelled. In addition, county school systems have a no-tolerance policy for bringing weapons to school. Property rights. People have the right to be secure in their homes. The government cannot search or seize a person's home, person, papers, or goods without probable cause, good reason. If probable cause does exist, the law enforcement officer must first obtain a search warrant. A search warrant is a document that must be presented by a law enforcement officer before the officer can legally enter the premises. A search warrant must identify the place to be searched and the person or thing to be seized. Sometimes, a reasonable search and seizure may occur without a warrant. For example, an officer may arrest any person who commits a crime in the officer's presence, or who the officer has reason to suspect is about to commit a crime. If an officer is in hot pursuit of a criminal in a vehicle, no search warrant is needed. There are times when private property can be taken by the government for public use. This is called the power of eminent domain. For example, the government may take property to build a new road or a school, but the government must pay for the property. Federal and state law requires that citizens receive a fair price for any property that is taken. If a fair price cannot be agreed upon, the issue may be settled in court. Article 3, Section 9 of the West Virginia Constitution is like the provision in the Bill of Rights. More specifically, it states, "Private property shall not be taken or damaged for public use without just compensation. Nor shall the same be taken by any company incorporated for the purposes of internal improvement until just compensation shall have been paid or secured to be paid to the owner. And when private property shall be taken or damaged for public use or for the use of such corporation, the compensation to the owner shall be ascertained in such manner as may be prescribed by general law, provided that when required by either of the parties, such compensation shall be ascertained by an impartial jury of 12 freeholders." Rights of the accused. The federal and state constitutions guarantee several rights for persons accused of crimes. According to law, a person is considered innocent until proven guilty. Writ of habeas corpus. A person cannot be held in custody indefinitely without being charged with a crime. A writ of habeas corpus is a court order requiring that a person being held be brought before the court to determine if he or she is being held lawfully. Habeas corpus cannot be suspended unless, during a rebellion or invasion, the public safety requires it. Article 3, Section 4 of the West Virginia Constitution states that the writ of habeas corpus cannot be suspended at all. No person can be held for any crime unless he or she is indicted. An indictment is a listing of the formal charges against the accused person. Right to a fair trial. No person can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Due process refers to the rules established by courts to protect a person's rights. Individuals accused of crimes have a right to be informed of the charges against them, a right to an attorney, a right to confront their accusers, and a right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury. If an indictment has been issued, the accused will appear in court before a jury. A jury is a group of citizens chosen to hear evidence in a legal case and to make a decision based on the evidence presented. Until the court date, a person can be released on bail, an amount of money deposited with the court to guarantee that the accused will appear in court. Federal and state laws require that bail be reasonable. State and federal laws also protect the accused from self-incrimination. In other words, individuals being prosecuted cannot be forced to testify against themselves. The government cannot legally force or trick a confession out of a person and then use that confession as evidence in a court of law. If an accused person is found not guilty, the accused cannot be tried again for the same crime, called double jeopardy. If a jury cannot reach a decision, called hung jury, another trial may be held. Once a person is convicted, the punishment must fit the crime. Both the U.S. Constitution and the West Virginia Constitution forbid excessive fines and cruel and unusual punishment. West Virginia does not permit the death penalty. Responsibilities of citizenship. Being a citizen of the United States and of the state of West Virginia carries with it certain responsibilities. Good citizens must vote, obey laws, serve on juries, pay taxes, stay informed, and get involved. Voting. The men who wrote the United States Constitution were concerned about who should be allowed to have a voice in forming and maintaining the new government. As a result, they allowed only elite male landowners who were 21 years of age or older to vote and hold office. Through the years, however, more people have been given the privilege of actively participating in their government. The 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution declares that no one shall deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. At the time the amendment was passed, right after the Civil War, it was intended to prevent states from applying the law differently simply because of a person's race. The 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution gives 18-year-old citizens the right to vote. A West Virginian, Senator Jennings Randolph, played an important part in passing that amendment. Randolph first introduced legislation in the U.S. House of Representatives to lower the voting age in 1942. On August 12, 1969, he introduced a proposed constitutional amendment in the U.S. Senate to change the voting age. At last, the time was right. The 26th Amendment was approved in 1971. Because of his untiring efforts, Randolph is called the father of the 26th Amendment. Registering to vote. West Virginia law requires that a person register to vote. Citizens must register at least 4 weeks before an election in order to vote in that election. There are a number of places to register. Citizens may register to vote in the office of the county clerk in the county courthouse. They may also register by mail. Legislation, referred to as the Motor Voter Law, also allows citizens to register at a center that issues driver's licenses. Voters may register at public assistance agencies, military recruiting offices, and agencies that serve people with disabilities. In an effort to register younger voters, representatives from the county clerk's office often go into high schools to give students who are of age the opportunity to register. Registered voters are assigned to certain voting precincts, which are subdivisions of a county or city set up for election purposes. Voters go to a designated polling place in the precinct to cast their ballots. If voters are unable to vote at their assigned precincts on election day, they may, under certain circumstances, vote by absentee ballot. Absentee ballots are mailed before the election to those requesting them. In 2002, the West Virginia legislature made it easier for persons to vote by passing what is known as no-excuse absentee voting. Under this law, citizens may vote at their county courthouse beginning 13 days before the election and running up to 3 days before the election, simply by going in and telling the clerk that they would like to vote on that day. In 2009, the legislature passed legislation that allows early voting in locations other than the county courthouse. Beginning on January 1, 2018, West Virginia voters must show a form of identification to vote in person during the early voting period or on election day in any election. Any ID shown for voting purposes must be valid and not expired. Types of elections. West Virginia voters normally cast their ballots in two types of elections, primary and general. The primary election, held several months before the general election, is a nomination election handled by each political party. Primary elections in West Virginia are held on the second Tuesday in May in years during which there is a general election. For each office, the candidate who wins the majority of the votes cast in the primary wins the party nomination and becomes the party's nominee for that office in the general election. In 2018, four political parties, Democratic, Libertarian, Mountain, and Republican, allowed any voter who was not registered with an official party to vote in one of their primaries. For example, a citizen who is a registered independent could choose to vote using any one of the official party's ballots. The general election is held to determine who will hold a particular office. The names of all candidates nominated in the primary, as well as any other independent candidates who qualify, appear on the ballot. Citizens vote for the candidate of their choice regardless of their political party. The candidate for a particular office who receives the greatest number of votes wins. Some elections, like school board elections, are nonpartisan. This means that the candidates do not have to identify themselves with any political party. Special elections are sometimes held to replace elected officials who have died or resigned from office or to settle a controversial issue. For example, a special election might be held to consider a constitutional amendment. Occasionally, levy elections are held to ask taxpayers to support special fundies, levies, for such services as schools, ambulances, or public transportation. Those who vote in favor of levies agree to pay more taxes to support these services. Levy elections may be held at a different time from the primary or general election, or they may be held at the same time. Citizens who do not vote are ignoring one of their constitutional rights. Those who do not participate in the election process strengthen the value of someone else's vote. Occasionally, an election has been decided by one vote. Obeying laws. Laws are rules created by federal, state, and local governments to provide order to our society. Without laws, there would be chaos and anarchy, mob rule. All citizens are called upon to obey the law for the good of the whole. Consequences that could lead to imprisonment exist for those persons who choose not to obey the law. Violation of the law can lead to the loss of many rights and privileges. Serving on juries. A citizen's major responsibility is serving on a jury when called. Citizens who are selected for jury duty are called jurors. In West Virginia, jurors are randomly selected from a list of registered voters. A person cannot be excluded from jury duty because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, or economic status. Individuals who do not respond to a jury duty call may be fined or imprisoned. Nevertheless, a juror may be excused if he or she has an interest in the case, has a serious illness in the family, may suffer financial hardship as a result of serving, or has some emergency. In addition, attorneys may dismiss potential jurors.
Citizens may also be asked to serve on either a trial jury or grand jury. In West Virginia, a trial jury has 6 or 7 jurors. In criminal cases, a unanimous decision is necessary to return a verdict. A grand jury consists of 16 citizens. 12 of the 16 must vote in favor of holding the accused over to trial. Paying taxes. The money to fund governments generally comes from taxes. Citizens have an obligation to pay their fair share of taxes. The average West Virginian family pays federal income tax, state income tax, Social Security and Medicare taxes, local property tax, and other state and local taxes. As long as citizens demand services, there will be taxes. By staying informed and getting involved, citizens can monitor how government spends their money. This will ensure that their tax dollars are used wisely. Special feature, 2018 Teacher Strike, a Living Civics Lesson. In 2018, West Virginia students had an opportunity to witness firsthand the power of an organized protest as a method to bring political change. Students, in fact, had an opportunity to not only witness, but also participate in the second teacher strike in West Virginia history. Although strikes and work stoppages by public employees are not legal in West Virginia, three organizations, the West Virginia Education Association, the American Federation of Teachers West Virginia, and the West Virginia School Service Personnel Association joined together to demand higher pay and substantial change in the Public Employees Insurance Agency, PEIA. West Virginia teachers had participated in quite a different strike in 1990. The 1990 strike came about because of low wages, resulting in a state ranking of 48th in the nation. To convince the teachers to return to their classrooms, the state attorney general threatened striking teachers with a 1-year suspension, loss of jobs, or even criminal misdemeanor charges. After 11 days, the strike ended with the teacher unions, the legislature, and Governor Gaston Caperton agreeing to a 4% pay increase, full state funding for health insurance benefits, and an additional $109 million for the state's retirement system. In the nearly 30 years between 1990 and 2018, teachers have been given less money for their classrooms, fewer services for their students, and less say in what and how they teach. Also, more and more national and state requirements have taken away the control teachers had over their own classrooms, resulting in a loss of purpose and dignity. In 2018, pending legislation to increase the number of charter schools, the elimination of seniority as a criterion for firing and maintaining a job, low salaries, and unpopular changes to health insurance resulted first in teacher discussions on Facebook and ultimately in a strike that would give students a real-life civics lesson. This strike would ultimately energize and activate teacher groups in states throughout the nation. The 2018 teacher strike began on February 22nd when West Virginia school personnel agreed to a 2-day work stoppage specifically to express their lack of support for a 2% pay raise for school personnel and state police that was signed by Governor Jim Justice on February 21st. At the end of the 2 days, however, it became evident that more time was needed to effect change. Unlike the strike in 1990, which was supported by 47 of the state's 55 counties, the strike of 2018 was 55 strong and impacted the more than 227,000 students enrolled in West Virginia's 680 public schools. On February 27th, after being out of school for 4 days, a 5% salary increase was worked out between the unions and Governor Justice. The governor suggested teachers take the next day, February the 28th, as a cooling off period and return to the classrooms on March 1st. It appeared the strike was over, but that was not to be. Because of negative comments from many state senators, the teachers decided they would not return to work until the legislature passed and the governor signed the deal that was worked out with the governor. The House of Delegates approved the bill, but on Saturday, March 3rd, the Senate rejected the House bill. This resulted in the strike continuing into another week. When the Senate eventually agreed to the House bill on March 6th, all West Virginia school personnel returned to their schools on March 7th. Besides the salary increase, the bill called for educators and school service workers to have representation on a PEIA task force to study and make recommendations for funding the state's health care system. The bills to eliminate seniority as a criterion for job selection and to expand charter schools were withdrawn. During the strike, thousands of teachers came to the state capitol. Others gathered in their home communities with signs of support along highways and in public places. Whether in or outside Charleston, students and community supporters were active participants in the peaceful protest. Students saw how getting involved can bring about change. The nation saw as well as teachers in Oklahoma, Arizona, Colorado, and Kentucky organized their own protest based on the success of West Virginia's 55 Strong. Staying informed. For a democratic government to function properly, its citizens must stay informed. Citizens can do that by reading newspapers, watching television, attending or following the proceedings of government meetings, and talking with other informed citizens. Staying informed helps each citizen form opinions about government actions. Special interest groups, groups of individuals who are interested in one particular issue, often influence public opinion. These groups help officials understand how laws and regulations affect their membership. Special interest groups include education groups like the West Virginia Education Association and the West Virginia Federation of Teachers, economic groups like the United Mine Workers, the West Virginia Division of Tourism, and the West Virginia Chamber of Commerce, and other groups like those who support legalized gambling. Almost all special interest groups raise money to allow them to buy ads in the mass media, television, radio, and newspapers. Special interest groups cannot give money directly to candidates or political parties. They can, however, form political action committees, PACs, private organizations whose members share similar views and who try to influence legislators to favor the group's position. Because political action committees can donate money directly to candidates, they have a great deal of influence. Some special interest groups employ lobbyists who present the views of their organizations to legislators. Lobbyists also provide information about bills to policymakers who do not have time to thoroughly research every potential law. Lobbyists sometimes even write legislation that reflects their goals. Lobbyists have been criticized for inviting public officials to dinners, receptions, ball games, golf outings, and other social events, which may give the impression they are buying the votes of policymakers. The federal government and most states have laws to regulate special interest groups. Lobbyists must consider and state which groups they represent. Candidates for political office must list all sources of money contributed to election campaigns. The amount of money a business, special interest group, or individual may contribute is limited by law. Getting involved. Good citizens care about the welfare of their town or community. Democratic government works best when its citizens are involved. Citizens can get involved by helping candidates run for public office, running for public office themselves, taking part in community service learning activities, serving in the military, debating public issues, and volunteering their time to civic groups. Writing elected officials, attending public hearings, and taking part in peaceful demonstrations are also ways citizens can be involved. Staying informed and participating actively in government enables constitutional governments to flourish. Reviewing the section, Reviewing the content. 1. Make a T-chart listing each of the 5 basic principles of democratic government. In one column, list the term. In the other column, write a definition for the term. 2. Who is often called the father of the 26th Amendment? 3. What is the difference between a primary and a general election? Using the content. 1. How can you personally get involved in your government? 2. Write a Bill of Rights for your classroom. Extending the literacy skill. Explain the role of citizens, politicians, protesters, and media in the teacher strike. Find specific photos of the involvement of each group, cite where you found the information, and write a sentence explaining what each group is doing.